Well, very good, very positive. Obviously, you know, the interest is pretty strong. So, we've been putting tidbits out there, of that period, that 50-year period, and just to entice interest, really, and interest very, very strong. Obviously, just to repeat again, there were so many people involved over that period, since day one, building a sport that basically didn't exist in this area. And that history is ready to rock and roll now tomorrow night, and 6 o'clock, 6:30 start, and just telling people maybe if they would like just to drop in and maybe get a copy, and I feel it's a great publication. I feel it's a very professional publication, and it does justice to the 50 years.
Yeah, obviously yourself and Chris have worked close together in the past with Relentless, Patsy, your own story. How much work has gone into this book?
Oh, serious amount of work. We were very fortunate, Oisin, in that, and Chris has done a massive job, I have to say. I really give him great credit. But we were very, very fortunate over the years, that we retained, pretty much all of our photographs from those early days, right through the decades. And, that was a great source, an absolutely brilliant source. The local media were very helpful, and in the sense that, I was close to the local media throughout that period and was able to access, as we went along over the years, able to get photographs and keep them and hold on to them. And, so we have hundreds and hundreds of photographs. Obviously, we only use so many, but we were lucky to have that record,
Yeah. Obviously, there's half a century there to document 50 years of the club, Patsy. Maybe you give us some of the highlights that we can expect to see in the book, possibly.
Well, I suppose really it's about a development of a club, first of all, an athletics activity. Called a meeting in Jackson's Hotel in a September evening. Never ever thinking it would go anywhere other than to get children at that time running around McCool Park. That was the only facility we had. They were very open to allow us to get in there and just building it. And then there was it basically built in on the athletic front. It built into a situation where from school sports to children to very young children right through to the Olympic Games. To success at European level, international level, and Ulster and national level. So it was a story of success, I suppose, really, and a lot of hard work and a lot of good people, good sound people working with the same ambition and aim, and that worked. Then there was the other aspect, which has been recorded pretty well in the book, the development of the facility, which we're obviously very proud of and which we feel is an excellent facility, and probably no equal to it in athletic terms, in the ownership of an athletic club in Ireland. So it's the building of that and the effort that went into that and recording elements of that, and that's another parallel story going with the athletics, and then making the point, that we were active in the community, and that we were a club that and a centre then, and eventually a centre that was open to everybody, all sports, all activities, and that's very well documented now with rugby and soccer and with all sorts of swimming and all sorts of activities going on there. So it's a busy place. That's the centre that is, and the athletic. Thankfully, Oisin, the athletic continues to be very successful.
Yeah, you've got a man coming to the centre on Friday night that you know very well and you've worked alongside for years, Patsy Pearce O'Callaghan, an Irishman that's now head of competition management at World Athletics. He's going to officially launch the book for you.
Yes, that's correct. And Pearce obviously Donegal connection, his father Bernie from Killybegs, and very involved in the sport of athletics and still continues to be involved. But Pearce is one of the head honchos now in World Athletics, which is really, really. Not only is it unusual for an Irishman to be in that position, but it's unique. Nobody in the history of Irish athletics has been in that as influential a position in the sport worldwide. So we're very happy to have him. We're very, very happy to be able to say as well that the foreword for the book was done by Seb Coe, the president of World Athletics and so on. And there's elements like that in it. So look, we're looking forward to it. We're just hoping people will grab a piece of local history, and that'll be helpful. And it's all part of it's all part of a process, I suppose, really. I mean, 50 years, you celebrate it, you get the story out there, and then you stop talking about it and you move on. You know, that's pretty much my attitude, anyway.
Yeah. Just looking at the press release that came out, which announced Pearse O'Callaghan as the man that will launch the book, and he said that the history of Fun Valley EC is absolutely remarkable, and it could serve as a blueprint for clubs anywhere in the world. Do you think of it like that, Patsy?
Well, you don't actually take time to sit down and think of it like that, but it's very true what he says. I mean, when you read it and when he says it, yes, you know, many people would come up to you and say, Lord, you have a brilliant this or you're brilliant that, you know. But, you know, in fairness, you don't go around clapping yourself in the back every day, because that'll not get you very far, you know, Ashin. So basically, I do believe that we have an excellent blueprint. And one of the things that amazes me in life is that, you know, Athletics Ireland or indeed Sports Council or indeed all these organisations, they never ever come along and discuss, well, how did you get from A to B, and how did that happen, and how did that happen, and how did that happen, and, you know, how did you develop it, and what moves did you make to do that, and, you know, or how did you engage the community and stuff. And I'm always a wee bit surprised that has never happened, but that's out there in the domain of other people. But well, we're very proud of the facility, obviously, very proud of the facility, very grateful to the people who continue to work and look after the place and keep it neat and tidy, and provide facilities for not only the local community, but for anybody that wants to come in there and use them, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Just finally then, Patsy, listen, we still have the short days, and we've got the long evenings, the dark evenings, but I'm sure the book will be a good read to fill time during the coming weeks.
Yes, and it'll be a good thing to sit in the house and people to relate to it. You know, we have related some interesting statistics. We haven't bored people with statistics. We have told it. The format is interesting. I believe the format is interesting because it's told as a story rather than deadpan statistics, which would be born to a person that wasn't into athletics. So it's a story, you know. I mean, the most recent story, in fact, which is in the book, believe it or not, is young Conor Bradley, who played for Liverpool the last night there in the Premier League, you know, who would have been with us as a young boy and then went on now played in the Champions League recently. You know, there's all those kind of stories in the book of people who have developed, and I'm just making an aside, like Georgie Kelly, who would have won nationals with us and is now Player of the Year in the League of Ireland, you know, things like that. So we're telling it in a story format, and then we're acknowledging some of the great people some of whom sadly are gone now, but the people that were part of the story.
Okay, listen, Patsy, thanks for joining us as always, and the best of luck to yourself, the club, and of course to Chris with the launch of the book on Friday night.
Thank you very much.